From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The UN envoy says he sees a way to a renewed ceasefire in Syria. The United Nations mediator on Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said Tuesday peace talks on the conflict could be resumed if a faltering truce was extended to the city of Aleppo. He spoke at a meeting with Russian officials in Moscow.
If, as we all hope, there will be some type of confirmation that even Aleppo will be returning into a cessation of hostility status, then what could imagine all of us is that meanwhile we will be restarting and pushing also for the humanitarian access and for the intra-Syrian talks. Everything is connected. Nothing is a condition, but everything is connected.
Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, at a news conference that followed his talks with de Mistura, said the truce can be announced in a few hours. Lavrov also said he wanted the United States to use its influence to spot Syria opposition issuing ultimatums. An escalation of violence in the divided northern city of Aleppo has undermined efforts to end the Syria crisis. Tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered at a North Baghdad shrine Tuesday for a Shiite religious festival commemorating 8th-century Imam Musa al-Qadim, despite the threat of an attack following two jihadist bombings this week. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return to the area where his followers entered parliament, home of the nation's parliament and various embassies, on the Green Zone, to pressure the government to change or call snap elections. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday that an American serviceman had been killed near Erbil in Iraq. Carter said it is a combat death. The defense secretary provided no other details other than to tell reporters that the serviceman lost his life in the neighborhood of Erbil. The U.S. Central Command said in a statement that a coalition service member was killed in northern Iraq as the result of enemy fire. Further information, they said, would be released as appropriate. Polls are open in the state of Indiana, where Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is facing a crucial primary showdown with his closest rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. A Trump victory in Indiana would likely put him on a glide path to clinching the Republican Party's presidential nomination before the national convention in Cleveland in July. The latest NBC News, Wall Street Journal Marist poll has Trump with a 15-point lead in Indiana, although earlier surveys varied as to the extent of his lead. An increasingly confident Trump told supporters at a rally that he is eager to shift his focus to the general election campaign and away from rivals Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich.
You know, if we win, it's over. And then I can focus. Then I don't have to worry about lying Ted Cruz, and I don't care if he endorses me or does. I couldn't care less.
Trump is coming off five easy primary victories last week in the East. The win in Indiana would deal a major blow to Cruz in his hopes of forcing a contested convention. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton also campaigned in Indiana, fresh off winning four of five primaries last week. Polls show Clinton is in a tight race in Indiana with rival Bernie Sanders, who vows to fight on through the rest of the coming primaries. Rescue workers in Nairobi, Kenya, have pulled a one-year-old girl out of the rubble of a building that collapsed Friday, killing at least 21 people. The Kenyan Red Cross reported the early morning rescue on Tuesday, saying the baby girl had been taken to a local hospital with dehydration, but no sign of physical injuries. Roughly one in three people in the Mideast and North Africa have had to pay a bribe for a public service, that according to a watchdog group. In the report released by Transparency International, researchers found that bribes are commonly used to obtain public services in court systems and among regional police, as well as for medical services, identity documents, permits, electricity, and water. A majority of respondents felt that corruption is getting worse. The anti-corruption group based in Berlin surveyed nearly 11,000 adults in nine countries and found bribery rampant. I'm Ira Melvin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.